Valentino and Voodoo Lad have come up for Darren Weir. So at some stage today, Toss and Stardom will come out. A new Tipperary will run in the Doncaster Mile. The horse, very promising type, according to Joe. And I tell you something, talking to Joe this morning, he's very keen on Terra Vista. Horse has freshened up really well and is a gun wet track horse. So watch for Terra tomorrow. We'll be on air at 6:30 tomorrow with the very latest first thing in the morning with all the guys. Mike Fraser's out walking the track right now. We might get him on with Sean at 10:30 when the guys start looking at the preview to give us his opinion on how Randwick is. So stay tuned for that. After the news break, it's the full preview again for Gosford Guineas Day.
Approaching 10:04, good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Thousands of residents in Lismore have been evacuated after floodwaters broke the town's levee, which were actually raised after previous floods. SES crews are desperately trying to finish rescue jobs, with fears there may have been deaths overnight, with many calls for help unable to be answered. The Wilson and Tweed rivers have peaked, with a deluge of rain dumped by ex-tropical cyclone Debbie. Lismore's CBD is flooded, while Mawoolumba, Chindera and Kyogle are also affected. Bow Desert in Queensland is seeing record flood levels. Residents in Jacobs Well, north of the Gold Coast, have also been told to evacuate. Meanwhile, a drink driver has called police to send help to his family, who he abandoned after driving a car into floodwaters at Ipswich. Police found the man's partner and children, aged 4 and 6, safe but distressed. They had managed to free themselves from the flooded vehicle. Incoming New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller plans to set up an anti-extremism unit with an aim to prevent lone wolf attacks while boosting police presence at potential terror targets. And a Sydney GP is today expected to learn how long he'll spend behind bars for the murder of his wife after he injected her in the buttock with a lethal dose of insulin in 2010. In sport, the pressure on Bulldogs coach Des Hasler has been somewhat eased, with Canterbury recording a 10-7 win over Brisbane last night. There are two games this evening. The Roosters host Manly, then North Queensland play South. Cronulla lock and quiet achiever Chris Heinington will reach the milestone of 300 NRL games when the Sharks host Newcastle on Saturday. The 33-year-old told the Big Sports Breakfast that while his body and mind are still in great shape, he will likely hang up the boots at the end of this year. The AFL Grand Final will stay at its traditional time slot of 2:30pm after speculation it could be moved to the twilight. And Jeff Horn's dream bout with Manny Pacquiao on July 2 is set to be confirmed. An agreement is currently being finalised, but the location remains unknown. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio, Racing HQ sets up your winning day every morning. The best form analysts spread right around Australia. Tab markets and the most valuable information from trainers and jockeys. Just like John O'Shea with Spectroscope last Saturday.
I think he's a quality horse, Ryan, and we'd really like him if he could win today.
Racing HQ every morning.
Always a winner.
A major reason to stay tuned to your leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Did you know that over a third of jockeys are involved in a fall every year? Even the best jockeys can have their lives changed in an instant.
That's why Lucrative Super is a proud partner of the National Jockeys Trust, ensuring strong ongoing financial support for injured jockeys and their families. You'll see the Lucrative Super name on the backside of every jockey. Lucrative Super, the award-winning super fund.
Find out how Lucrative Super can help you. Jump online today and search for Jockeys Backside.
Find your rising star at the 2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series. 16 are Bob's eligible and 82 Cutis eligible, including the $250,000 Cutis Jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $1 million guaranteed quaddy pool on day one of the championships at Royal Randwick this Saturday, and a $10,000 guaranteed first four pool on every race at Wentworth Park this Saturday night. Now you can check your ticket and collect your winnings anytime, anywhere. Check, collect, celebrate with the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app at tab.com.au or at your local. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. 9 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove, Deja Vu. Gosford, here we go again. And Steve Scott, our track manager, is with us. Morning, Steve.
G'day, Sean. How are you?
Good. Long time no talk, mate.
Exactly.
Now, what have we got today?
Mate, we've got it out as a heavy 9. We've got a beautiful sunny day up here. Mate, the surf has pulled up incredible, mate. We had 71 millimetres from lunchtime yesterday. 40 of that fell in about, 45 minutes to an hour. It was ridiculous. Mate, it rained until, mid-last night, 9:30, 10 o'clock. Mate, got here this morning and, we're racing today. No problem.
Beautiful.
However.
And that sun is going to do the world a good. Any bit of a breeze at all? Or?
Mate, it was a lovely breeze blowing. It was quite cold early. But, mate, the sun's now out. It's doing its job. Mate, I'm hopeful of some improvement on that 9 too. So.
Gee whiz, that's good luck, Steve, because yesterday it was just unbelievable the way it rolled in.
Oh, mate, good. Well, I haven't seen rain like that since I was holidaying in Bali. So, mate, tell me, I'm telling you, Gosford is not Bali.
It's one you even remember Bali, Steve.
We're looking forward to a good day. I know a few scratchings, but at least the day's going to go on, and the Gosford Guineas especially will be run, which is good for the club.
Terrific. That's amazing. Good on you, Steve. Good to catch up again.
No worries, Sean. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Scott there from Gosford. Now, Gary Harley joining us again on a day that's been thinned out a bit. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Yeah, a lot of scratchings, as you would expect, with all that rain they had yesterday, but still a very, very good field in the Guineas. A few out there, but it still stood up pretty well numbers-wise and class-wise. And I'm on the way down. I'm an hour from Gosford, mate, but like Steve said, all you can see is blue sky, so it promises to be a very good day weather-wise. And in that track, Steve does a magnificent job there. It's just... over the years, improved out of sight, and it'll get better as the day goes on, I've got no doubt. But with 71 mils of rain in 24 hours, you don't expect too much, do you?
No, exactly. Well, right now, the first day, we put out 2 school fees, 6 latitude, 7 cheek clangs, and 8 Paris for me. 5 Lady Moochie, 2 even, 4 engaging, 330, 1 Annie's gift, 7, 9 Crystal Pearl, 750, 3 Star Bolt, $10.
Well, Lady Moochie's got clearly the best form. Recent form of the race. It's a matter of whether she handles a heavy track. Both her runs this time in have been good, on good 4 and a good 3. She runs second at Canberra. She was beaten 4 lengths there by Sicking Glory that day at Canberra, but she did run on pretty well. But the winner had a big break on her. And then 3 weeks later, she went to Hawkesbury and got beat about 1.8 by Spring Creek Star. She settled about 4th in a field of 8 there and kept Jason to the line all right. She'll be very fit now, 3rd run back, very small field, but she handles a heavy. You'd think she'd be winning the race. 4 engaging, run 2nd at Bathurst a couple of starts back, then failed at Nowra, has been placed on a heavy track, so that'll hold it in good stead here in this race. 3 Star Bolt did run 2nd at Hawkesbury the other day. Only got beat a length and a quarter there on a good track. Has run soft and heavy and never run a place, but we'll take it on trust today. And number 1, Anne's Gift, is the other one. It run 4th last start at Hawkesbury. It's had 7 runs on wet tracks and never run a place. But there's only 5 starters, mate. You've got to tip something. 5, 4, 3, and 1.
Well, no, race 2 put out 1 Flynnal Dawn, 2 Segino, 6 Nis Island, 7 Destination Tucson, 5 Silla, 270, 8 Red Viking, 420. 3 Long One Fang, $5, along with 4 Quartermaster and 9 Zavina, $6.50. Everything given a chance.
Mate, I like Red Viking here. This horse of Paul Cave's won well at Wyong 3 starts back on a good track. Then he runs second on the Beaumont track, just beaten by Maximile. And his last start at Kemmeroo is a bit disappointing, but he's much, much better than that. He's got a very good heavy track record, 6 starts for 1 win and 3 placings on heavy. And the young lady, Alina Skerritt, who was had a lot of experience at Gloucester, that's where she was originally apprenticed to Freddie Cow, she'll claim 3 at 53.5 on his back. So I think he'd be very hard to beat here, Red Viking. Thought number 5 was a danger. Scylla is always there about. Can run the trip no problem at all. Has good heavy track form. A win and 2 seconds from 5. Just beaten at Hawkesbury, 2 runs back. Number 3 in the race is Long Juan Thing. It won a mile race at Wyong and then failed at Kembla. But it's had 3 starts on heavy for 2 wins and a second. So I'm tipping it'll love the going. And number 4, Quartermaster, another one with good heavy track form. Only 5 runners, but I went 8, 5, 3, and 4.
Righto, the 3rd, Takeout 4, Coco Excel, 7, Stravance, and 10, Ready and Flying. 2 Roguish, 3, 10 Equal, with 6, Diplomacia. 8, Vaniloquio is 5.50, 1, Salerno, 7.50, 5, Spine Star, 8.50, 9, Love Me Baby, 9. The other one, number 3, Capolican, $23.
I like Vaniloquio, the horse of Clary Connors. Since he entered Clary's stable, he's had a pretty good record. He's a very honest horse. He's got good speed if they want to use it. And he was a fighting second at Newcastle, first up on Newmarket Day, March 17, behind the very smart another Iran. He got beat 1.8. He has 1 second up. He's won on a heavy track. Corey Brown's down to ride him. So I expect, Sean, that he'll run very well in this race. I think he's a former Hong Kong horse. I think he came from there over to Clary. Number 6, Diplomacia. It won a recent trial at Wyong and a heavy track. Went pretty well. Won a couple on the trot on the Beaumont track and Kembla last time in. Thought it was a good chance. Number 2, Roguish. Hasn't run a place his last 5, but he's been very close to the place getters. And all of those have been at Randwick, Rosehill and Canterbury in better class than this. 44 days since he raced. At the Tim Martin Stable's going very good. And number 9, best of the others in the race, Shorto, which is Love Me Baby. 8, 6, 2, and 9.
Now, the next we put out 4, Lieutenant Dan, 5, Moki, 8, Gypsy Rose, 9, Gaze Quest, 12, Chiquita, 13, Secret Padrill, 15, Respetta, and 16, Sahara Eagle. This is the 4th. Now, we put out, number 6, Zonk, rather, is $1.60, very short. 7, Brood War, $6. Number 2, All Charisma, $6.50. 10, Ondo Passer, $8.50. 3, Caro Cavallo, 12. Then 11, Write This Down, 14. 1, Bird Willie, 41. And 14, Billabong Cindy, 61.
Yeah, it's a bit of a day, mate. Zonk, $1.60. You know, it deserves to be $1.60. If I was booking, it wouldn't be any better price than that. I'm Invincible Filly, the breed handle of wet track. And at Warwick Farm on a good track, it's only run. It was only beaten a length on the 12th of October by In Times of War. Showed good speed to lead that day. And the winner goes pretty good. Now, it had a good spell, 6 months off, or nearly that. But it's 2 trials on heavy tracks recently are good enough to win this. It trialled terrific. I thought at Randwick last trial beyond Slow Burn, got back to last and really made good ground, running on very, very strongly to just get beat the length and just got beat the Randwick trial prior to that. Looks a good thing to me. Zonk. Number 7, Goodwire or Good War. Placed at Canterbury 2 runs back. Thought it was second pick in the race, Sean. I had number 11 in for 3rd, which is Write This Down. It ran 3rd at Gosford back in October. It hasn't run since it has had a trial. It ran 3rd behind Fort Myer, who really flew that day. He's got terrific speed, Fort Myer. So that gives this horse, a place, only a place chance, because I think the odds on chop's a good thing. And number 2, best of the others in the race, All Charisma, 6, 7, 11, and 2.
Now, the next put out 4, Stately Lord, 5, The Big Sleep, number 6, Celebris, 8, Muse, 9, Prodigy, 10, Tearaway Charlie, 12, Hold All Tickets, 14, Saucy Lady. Now, this is the Memorial Maiden, Norm Cowell Memorial Maiden, number 7 equipped at 220, 3 Liberty Pride, 350. 13 Liberty Pride, 350. 1 Absolutely Wind, 440. 15 Flagpoles at 9. 3 Frontiersmen at 17. 16 Shamadance at 18. 2 Arkwright, 26. And 11 Duchess of Dubai, 61.
Mate, just a few words on Norm Cowell. Norm was a terrific administrator for the Gosford Club over decades and decades. Norm served in the police force all his life. He was a pretty high up too, I think down at Darlinghurst at one stage in Sydney. And then he retired to the Central Coast, and he has been on the board for many, many years there at the Gosford. His funeral was held on Wednesday. Just passed away recently. Knew him very well. And his brother, Sean, had those horses in Queensland. I think his name was Les. His brother, and he had that the first ever Group 1 winner for Guy Walter, Shaftesgate, in a Rose Hill or Canterbury Guineas. His brother owned it, but Norm sadly missed. He will be around the track and there today, but a really good bloke. Mate, as I said yesterday, some of these comments I'm making, you could have got yesterday's tape out and just run it.
Don't say that. We want to make out you're intelligent.
What's that?
Don't say that. I'm trying to make out you're intelligent.
No, well, what I mean is, I'm going to tell you the same about this horse as I did yesterday.
No, you're not.
13 Liberty Pride has never run a place in 3 starts. However, she's been crying out all of her 3-run career for 1600. She's with Chris Lees and she's got Brenton Abdullah. Now, she's a lot shorter price now. She was double this price when they originally went up. First run in a race at Scone back in October. Her run was an absolute ripper. She came from a mile back to get beat a length of 3/4 and run 5th. That was only 1100. Had a spell, come back, 1100 at Scone, got beat about 4.5. Then she went to 1350 on the Beaumont the other day, behind the two horses of O'Shea's, who are 10 grades above these, and got beat about 6. But she's got a mile today, and that's what I reckon she wants. She's got no speed at all, or she hasn't shown any, and she's got Abdullah. She's by Hinchinbrook out of a Woodman mare, and have you ever seen a Woodman mare not throw a wet tracker? The Woodmans, they just love it. So I'm going to put it on top. 13 Liberty Pride to win. Number 7 equipped is obviously the second pick in the race. Equipped run 3rd at Kembla the other day. 3rd at Goulburn, 3rd at Kembla, honest as the day's long, by more than ready, and they absolutely swim. One absolutely wins, been a bit disappointing, but will get a good run from the one barrier, and in this moderate field, could run into a place, and number 15, best of the others. 13, 7, 1, and 15, and don't ever try and make me look intelligent, will you?
I know, I was punching above my weight there.
I've got a mirror at home too.
I've even got I removed the shiny kettle, Gaz. I don't want anything I can see myself in. Now, the 6th event, I've got mice jumping on traps, and they see me. 3 Explosive Scene, 4 Eva Luna, 5 Shoe Peg, 6 Lippy and Pearls, 7 Montagnac, 8 New Divide come out. We're left with 4, 1 Mortar Platoon, 220, 9 Nahima at 270, 2 Recife Beach is $4, and 10 Courtly at $9.
Is Lippy and Pearls the late scratches?
Yeah,
because I didn't have it at...
No, it's come out here late.
7:45 when they were released. What price number 1?
Hang on a second. Let's just go back to that race.
Order Platoon.
Yeah, it is. 5. It's 220.
Yeah, it's my bet of the day. Order Platoon. Chris Waller, Blake Shin. Mate, there's been no notification about any of these leading riders. They're all riding, are they?
Well, as far as I know.
I thought with the big meeting on tomorrow and that, and some of them have got to ride very light. They might have been here today, but...
As far as I know, I'll have a look and... Well, no, I've heard nothing. I'll have a look and see.
Blake Shin's riding this one. I think it's a good thing. Mortar Platoon, trained by Chris Waller. Very impressive win on the Beaumont track back on Feb 7. A month later, it went to Warwick Farm on a heavy 8. Missed a kick and ran 3rd. Behind He's a Given. Well, well placed in this race, not a big field, a very small field, in fact. Thought it was the bet of the day. In fact, I struggled a bit for a bet of the day with the situation now, but I've made it the best bet. A lot of scratches here in this race. Number nine is my second pick in the race. This bloody sheet I've got here, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Nahima. It ran second at Kembla the other day. Was beaten nearly three lengths by Stein, but it sat outside the leader, and the winner went pretty good. Runs in town before that. Hasn't been very far away at all. Now, Lithium Pearls is out. I added him for third. So, number two, Recife Beach, has been placed on a heavier, couple of wins on a soft run, third on the Beaumont track the other day, and Courtly runs its best races when the track is wet. The bottom one. I think we've only got four runners here, Sean. Each one a couple on heavy. 1, 9, 2, and 10.
Just looking at any tweets from the stewards here, the only riding changes, A. Banks, J. Van Overmeyer, not riding, the Sapphire Coast, Grant Buckley in race one, Grant Buckley in Starbolt, race two, Alina Skerritt, Red Viking. They're the only changes, Gaz.
Fair enough, mate.
Yeah.
That's great. Great for the club and great for the people.
Yeah, too right.
There today that all these top boys are going to be there.
Now, the next six, Darren Monsoon, eight on the spot, number nine, Ozark, 10 Crown in, 15 Quick Feet, 16 Conchita come out as the Guineas. Now, number three, I thought so, 270, seven, Dortmund is a $5 pop, along with 14 Improvement. Number two, Abenos, $7, four, Spirit and Fire, nine, 11, Tribal Wisdom, and 12, War Hero, along with 13, Sahara Eagle, all $17. Then at 26, one, Flash Fibian and five, Aviator.
He's a very smart horse, this horse, David Fifus. The favourite here, number three, I thought so. And the good thing about him, as far as today goes, it was a heavy eight when he absolutely bolted in at Warwick Farm last start. And he was very kind to him in the last bit of the race, Kieran McAvoy, when he had it parcelled up and he won by 2.3 lengths. Prior to that, on a soft track, he was a good winner at Randwick. He's only had the three runs. He's by So You Think. It looks like the breed get better when they get the three-year-olds. And then, of course, as they get older, they will too. And his progeny are absolutely flying. And this fella is highly promising. You, Bowman, to ride him. Number three, I thought so. I got him on top of the Guineas. Improvement. He could run well for Gary Portelli. First up, he got beat 2.5 at Mooney Valley by Bruegel Reward. And then he went to Rose Hill and the Derby Munro on the heavy 10. And he was up running second outside the leader all the way. Just tied a bit at the end. Drop in class today, but he will be a chance in the race for sure. Number 14, Improvement, and of course the Portelli stable absolutely flying at the moment. Thought number seven, Sean, would run okay, and the other one I give a chance to in the race was number two, but Dortmund number seven, he'll spear out. I reckon he'll lead or try and lead. He's run two good seconds on heavy tracks. So I think he'll handle the track okay. And around there today, he could prove a bit hard to run down. And number two is the other one that I like in the race, Ebonos. So the numbers 3, 14, 7 and 2, mate.
All right, the last one, El Cid, number three, Dissolute, five, Back to Jacko, six, Blowing Kisses, 14, Trust Me, 15, Where's Emma, 16, Mr. Snowman, 18, Tapavino, and 19, Jackknife are the scratchings. Now here, number seven, Coteau, is $3 even, 8, Bit Dusty at $3.70. Now, four, So Spirited, $4.80, 12, Exotherm, $6.50, nine, Rather Sweet, $9, 10, Credible Witness, 17, two, Naretva, 21, 11, De Kernel, 23, 17, Invicta, 51, and 13, Monsieur Affair, 71.
Coteau was very impressive on debut at Gosford. I remember it well back in October when he won. That's the only start he's had. That was on a good track. He recently trialled and went really good. Well, he's been trialling good on wet tracks, and he won a trial recently at Warwick Farm. Jason Coles will ride him. He's drawn... he won't be drawn out a bit with scratchings. He'll come in a few, but I wasn't too worried about that anyway. I think that he's a horse of promise. And from the Joe Pride stable, and he'll be hard to beat. Bit Dusty, when Goodwin Fresh last time in, won first up at Newcastle, looked good that day, had a couple of subsequent runs, went to the paddock, thought he trialled nicely at Randwick the other day. Timmy Clark will ride him. Number four, So Spirited, the grey. You know what they say about greys on
grey horses in wet. Ooh. We don't believe in that.
Newcastle, two runs back. Then he runs third at Wyong. He has been placed on a heavy. He'll go all right. And number nine, best of the other. 7, 8, 4, and 9. Sean?
Now, your best today, Gary.
Well, Mortar Platoon's my best. Yeah. It's number one in race 6. The other, if you're a punter that likes betting odds on, I don't think they'll beat the horse in, was it race 4, number 6, the horse of Les Bridges, Zonk.
Yep.
I don't think they'll beat it. Let's have a look at the quaddie, mate, before I sign off. Have I stood one out here? Well, I'll just check. 5, 5, 8, 7, and 6 is the order I got these races. Typical of the way I'm going.
Yeah.
Race 5, I put 13, 7, 1 in. Race 6, this is my own. What I've given my tips, but this is the quadrilla I've taken,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm saying. I'll take 13, 7, and 1 in the first leg. Second leg, I've stood out more to Platoon number 1. And in race 7, the Guineas, 3, 14, 7, and 2. And in race 8, 7, 8, and 4.
No worries. All right. As you say, wet grey horses on wet tracks. Don't run upstairs. Don't buy a pie on a Monday, eh?
Yes, there's a lot of those old things.
Don't lay odds on.
The younger brigade don't know much about.
Exactly. All right. Good on you, Gary. We'll look forward to hearing you there today on a dry day at Gosford for Guineas Day.
Oh, yeah, mate. I'm just in the hunter. I'm pulled over, of course, and I'll be there in an hour, but there's blue skies everywhere. It's going to be a lovely day. And doesn't it augur well, too, for Randwick tomorrow? I mean, gee, they need a change of luck after the recent Saturday meetings on the tracks. It's not going to probably improve to, the way they're talking any more than a soft 7 or a heavy 8, but just to get a good fine day, and that'll be good for them tomorrow as well.
Yeah, too right. Good on you, mate. Have a good day, and we'll hear you later on.
Right on, mate. Good luck to the punters.
There we go. Gary Harley, 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Every day, Sky Sports Radio has every angle of the Sydney Autumn Carnival covered. From midday, the National Racing Service has the calls, interviews and tab market movers. Get the right money trail every race day with Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Starting with the sport headlines, Canterbury have fought back from a 7-0 half-time deficit to beat the Broncos 10-7. Blake Ferguson is expected to return from injury tonight when the Roosters take on Manly at Allianz Stadium after he made it through the captain's run yesterday. The future of James Troisi at the Melbourne Victory remains in limbo, with revelations that Melbourne City and Sydney FC have marquee positions opening up next season and could target the star attacker. Both clubs have reportedly discussed the prospect of Troisi joining them next season, with Bruno Fornaroli the only City marquee player signed. And 10 Aussies are in action at this week's Houston Open, with only Adam Scott guaranteed a spot in the Masters field at Augusta at the Augusta National. And dual stakes winner and multiple Group 1 place getter Star Turn has been retired to Vinery Stud. Gunnison and Eden Rock are off to Hong Kong after they sold at the chairman's sale last night for $1.4 million and $900,000 respectively. In other news, about 20,000 people have been ordered to evacuate immediately on New South Wales' far north coast due to flooding. They include Tweed Head South, Lismore, the CBD and north and south of Lismore, parts of Mwoolumba and Kyogle. Lismore's CBD has 3 metres of water flowing through it, and there are concerns that the city's protective levee will break and the weather can hold against the rising Wilson's River. There have been 102 reported rescues so far in New South Wales, 60 of which were overnight, and a helicopter is out assessing various areas at the moment. The SES are worried about the fate of people who couldn't be reached last night. In Queensland, evacuation orders have also been issued.